Third week of the session, probably the busiest week so far. We've had lots of activity, including the first committee hearings. And also, as we record this last night, we heard the governor's annual budget message.
Yes, the State of the State address was last night when we were in. The governor discusses last year and his vision for this year and what might be in the budget proposal that we probably either have just received or will soon receive. Today is actually the State of the Judiciary address as well, and that's always interesting to hear. But it's interesting, last night, the governor, I was disappointed that he made an awful lot of promises without really describing how he was planning to pay for those promises. That's always a piece that's missing. I'm concerned that a lot of the reason that we are able in politics to do that, to make predictions or take specific policy positions without having to explain anything about how we'll get there or how we'll pay the cost of getting there. And people will just stand up and cheer because they're hearing what they want to hear without seriously considering whether it makes sense in the real world. And I think there was a lot of that last night. There were some things that Governor Nixon said that I agreed with. A lot of them, though, were things that I agreed with in terms of their objectives. We're going here as a state, and I listen to where he says he wants to go, and I think that's good. That's a good place to go. But then when he describes the policies that are going to get us there, I know they won't work. And I know they won't work because they're the same policies that he's tried before. One of my colleagues from the Missouri House I was speaking with last night, and I asked him what he thought of the State of the State, and he said, well, it was kind of like listening to the State of the Union all over again, a whole bunch of promises with no description of how that's going to happen, and a confrontation, frankly, with the rebuke that many of those policies received in November. I think it is odd that we're hearing almost the same tone out of Washington, D.C. and out of Jefferson City, Missouri, in the executive branch. That's a disappointment to me because I have not found Governor Nixon in the past to be as, I guess, inattentive to the direction that the state seems to want to go as he has seemed to be the last couple of years. And I hope that we'll get an opportunity to work with him and to find out if he really believes the things that he said last night. You know, one of the things that the governor has said multiple times, and he is either very poorly informed or deliberately misleading the public, is that when Missouri, in the realm of expanding Medicaid, is that when Missouri turns down Medicaid expansion, that money that would go to us goes to other states. That's a complete misunderstanding of how the Medicaid procedure works. And it's either ignorant or deceptive. But it plays well because the people that stand up and cheer with that are not asking any questions about, does that really happen? They just want that to be an argument to force legislators to say, well, we don't want our money going somewhere else, so we'll take it. So those are the kind of things that I can say I was disappointed in the speech. I was hoping it would be more of a vision that all of us could adopt. There were some jabs that the governor took that always are a part of a political speech. And sometimes those are funny. You know, sometimes they're humorous. I don't mind laughing at the things that he gets to our party with. That's good. I mean, I like seeing a sense of humor in my governor. But I was disappointed with how much he was able to promise without any suggestion of how those promises will be fulfilled.
The budget change this year going into fiscal year 2015, the year we're currently in, I think was a $2 billion increase in the budget. The budget proposed by the governor, and again, there's a long time between what he's proposed in January, what the House does, what the Senate does, what the House and Senate do by May 8th. Is it better to see a smaller increase in a budget, if there has to be any at all, than a $2 billion increase?
Absolutely. I think if you look at the economic indicators, and the governor tends to cherry pick the ones that he uses and ignore the ones that might be, frankly, more substantive in terms of how well Missouri's doing relative to other states, you would see that we are not doing well. Now, the numbers right now look good. If I was a budget chair, I would like the numbers that are coming in. I think that demonstrates the resilience of the free market. They're able to overcome even poor government policies and eventually come back as they figure out what the new game is and then address it from a business perspective and a management perspective rather than a political perspective. And so we're seeing some budget numbers that are encouraging to us, but we're not sure where this is going to lead and when they'll dive. A lot of things were looking good in 2014, and then right at the end of the year, we see a pretty serious dip. So those are not as predictable as we would all like them to be. So absolutely, I think as we look at what it means to have limited government, it doesn't mean that we automatically grow the budget every year, even when the budgets of my constituents are not growing. And that gives me great concern when I see that happening. So you are absolutely correct. It's much better to see restraint in a budget than growth.